Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you 60 minutes ahead for today's edition on 9th January 2019. We would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Listeners, we will begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Millennial generation need to know foreign diplomacy. Indonesian government to reorganize internship scheme in Taiwan. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Donald Pane. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi stated that millennial generation is a change and tolerance agent. They need to know closer look of Indonesian foreign diplomacy. The minister stated during her speech at the Millennials Meet and Greet with Foreign Minister at Kantin Diplomasi, Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Tuesday. It was a success event of 4 years achievement of Foreign Affairs Ministry.
Tentunya dengan mereka memahami, mereka juga kita harapkan menjadi.
If they understand, we also expected that they will be agent of change and tolerance, and we also hope they will be agent of positive energy of the campaign, because Indonesia needs more positive energy.
Minister Retno Marsudi added that the millennial generation is part of Indonesian nations, so their voices are important to hear. She said, foreign policy has to voice the interests of the people and the interests of the nation. Therefore, in conveying the success of foreign diplomacy, Indonesia must use millennial language. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi has called for reduction of plastic waste by using refillable bottles and reusable straws and bags. Reduction of plastic waste is crucial since plastic is non-degradable. Moreover, environmentally friendly practices can help achieve the sustainable development goals. The minister claimed to have managed to reduce the use of 10 single-use plastic bottles per day by having her own refillable bottle. The minister has encouraged reduction of single-use plastic not only in Jakarta's office but also in Indonesia's representative offices overseas. The Indonesian government has set a target of reducing 70% of the plastic waste in the ocean by 2025. Polemic of the investigation result of Taiwanese parliament member Ko Chi Chan against an internship practice in Tsinghua University at the end of 2018 on alleged forced labor against 300 Indonesian students until now becomes a major concern in Indonesia. The Indonesian government, through its representatives in Taiwan, and the Taiwanese government are still carrying out serious investigation regarding the report. Director of the Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Entity, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that the government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Technology, Research and Higher Education, agreed to remapping the scheme of internship program to Taiwan, which currently refers to many policies issued by a number of stakeholders. Lalu Muhammad Iqbal explained that a number of internship schemes are recognized as bringing an effect in the absence of a single monitoring system. There are schemes initiated by the province. There are schemes under the Research, Technology and High Education Ministry. There are also schemes under the foundations. We need to rearrange it. We and the Research, Technology and High Education Ministry agreed to map it again to make better governance. On the other hand, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal stated that Indonesia will ask further to Ko Chi-chan related to the results of his investigation report on alleged forced labor involving hundreds of Indonesian students at Tsinghua University. According to Iqbal, since the investigation result was published, Indonesian government have not received similar report from Indonesian students. The Indonesian government will allocate 6 trillion rupiahs in 2019 to provide low-income families with electricity connections. Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Jonan said in a statement on Wednesday. Jonan expected local governments, city, municipal and provincial governments to also allocate funds to help low-income families connect to electricity. Regional governments were expected to have improved electrification rates in their respective regions. In Probolinggo, East Java, some 2,100 houses were not connected to electricity, although state-owned electricity company PLN had constructed electricity networks in their areas. That's why Jonan called on regional leaders in Java and other rich provinces to put aside the regional budget funds to provide their low-income students with free electricity connections. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Finance Ministry is considering a reduction in the tariff of income tax on corporate taxpayers to improve the competitive edge of the national industry. The tariff of income tax on corporate taxpayers in Indonesia is higher than those of neighboring countries, such as Singapore at 17%, Thailand at 20%, Vietnam at 22%, and Malaysia at 24%. In fact, the adjustment of the income tax tariff will offer incentives to business agents because it will encourage export-oriented manufacturing industries. To set the tariff of income tax on corporate taxpayers, Law No. 36 of 2008 on income tax should be revised because it cannot be decided based upon presidential instruction or finance minister's regulation. To encourage domestic industry, the government has prepared other tax incentives, including tax holiday and tax allowance. Indonesia's foreign exchange reserves rose to $120.7 billion at the end of December 2018 from $117.2 billion a month earlier. According to the central bank, the foreign exchange reserves equal 6.7 months of imports or 6.5 months of imports and government debt repayments and exceeded the international adequacy standard of 3 months of imports. Executive Director of Communication Department of Bank Indonesia, Agusman, said in a written statement released on Thursday. Bank Indonesia considered the foreign exchange reserves capable of supporting the resilience of the external sector and maintaining the stability of macroeconomy and financial system. The increase in the foreign exchange reserves was particularly fueled by receipts from the government's share of oil and gas exports, the issuance of global bonds, and the withdrawal of the government's foreign loans. Looking ahead, Bank Indonesia believe the foreign exchange reserves will remain adequate, supported by confidence in the stability and good prospect of the domestic economy and the positive performance of exports. The Agriculture Ministry has announced that the export of horticultural commodities grew significantly last year, with food exports jumping 26.27% compared to the previous year's figure. Agriculture Minister Amran Sulaiman in Bandung recently said that the whole horticultural exports increased by 11.92% or 5 trillion rupiahs over last year. 42 types of horticultural commodities such as pineapples, mangosteens, mangoes and baby beans were exported to 12 countries including Singapore, Thailand, Saudi Arabia, China and Australia. The exports should continue to increase following the reform of certain policies. The government had revoked 291 regulations because they were preventing the smooth licensing process for exports. The increase in agricultural exports was the ministry's main priority in a bid to improve the welfare of farmers and boost the country's economy by improving the quality of commodities in terms of hygiene and security as requested by destination countries. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is State-owned Enterprises Need Collaboration with Regional Companies in Infrastructure Development. The World Bank provided clarification about a report entitled Infrastructure Sector Assessment Program, or IMPRASAP, which was recently quoted by several media. The report states that infrastructure in Indonesia is low quality and not well planned. The World Bank report released in June 2018 also mentions that the administration of Joko Widodo and Yusuf Kalla relies on state-owned enterprises in building infrastructure. This was reflected in the government's decision to provide their assignments of a number of projects to the state-owned enterprises. The World Bank immediately issued clarification regarding the news. In its release, the World Bank confirmed that the report had not been officially published and was still in the finalization stage. However, the World Bank did not deny the news. In a written statement on Monday, the World Bank reported, in compiling the report, the World Bank collaborated closely and discussed with relevant parties in the government, such as the Ministry of Finance or BAPNAS, various coordinating ministries, Minister of State-owned Enterprises and Financial Service Authority. IMPRASAP is a comprehensive analysis relative to the various obstacles which can reduce funding for commercial and private infrastructure. This report is one of the possible policy reforms that can be considered and carried out by Indonesia in a short and medium term. The World Bank has started preparing the report since mid-2017. This is in accordance with the invitation of Indonesian government to cooperate in finding solutions in a bid to be able to attract more private and commercial funding for infrastructure investment. Apart from the clarification of the World Bank regarding the report, the Indonesian government has responded positively. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani assessed the World Bank report as a positive input for the government. The same statement was expressed by Minister of National Development Planning, or Head of BAPNAS, Bambang Brojonegoro, who claimed to have communicated with the World Bank regarding the IMPRASAP report. Indeed, the World Bank has not officially issued the IMPRASAP report, but there is nothing wrong for the government to prepare itself for some improvements in infrastructure development planning. Take, for example, one of the state-owned enterprises that will work on infrastructure project can cooperate with the regional companies in the location. Thus, the project can have a direct double effect on the area. The infrastructure is built and regional companies can develop. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, we meet again in our regular Today in History of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event about the United Nations headquarters was opened in New York City on January 9, 1951. The United Nations headquarters in New York is the most important location and the main place for the United Nations to convene. A number of UN agencies and the UN Secretariat have offices there. After its establishment in 1945, the United Nations was based in London. However, on October 24, 1949, the first stone of the United Nations headquarters was placed in New York. An American billionaire, John D. Rockefeller, donated 7 hectares of land on the eastern edge of Manhattan to the United Nations for the agency's office. Now we turn to an event on January 9, 1960.
the establishment of Aswan Dam in Egypt. Aswan Dam is an important construction project for Egypt after 1952 revolution. The dam, which was located in Aswan city, began to construct on January 9, 1960. Without being dammed, Nile River will remain flooded every year during the summer and damage agricultural land because water from East Africa flows into the river. Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser carried out development to increase Egypt as the leader of Pan-Arab Unity Movement. We end today in history for today with a historical event of Mahmoud Abbas was appointed as Palestinian National Authority President on January 9, 2005. Mahmoud Abbas promised to reform the National Authority of Palestine and continue peace talk with Israeli government. That was Today in History.
Kau ada melukis kata yang terindah dalam jiwaku kau berucap menyatakan rasa antara kita aku hanyalah kita yang mengerti. Aku pun bisa menyadari mengapa cinta merasuki kita. Biarkan aku mencintaimu walaupun aku bukan milikmu. Biarkanlah apa adanya kenyataan antara kita. Aku dan kamu saat ini tak bisa menyatu. Kenyataan yang kita hadapi, jangan pernah kita menyesalinya. Biarkan aku mencintaimu walaupun aku bukan milikmu. Biarkanlah apa adanya kenyataan antara kita. Kita tak harus memiliki. Cintai aku dalam hatimu, aku akan mencintaimu dalam hatiku untuk selamanya. Walaupun aku bukan milikmu. kenyataan antara kita. Kita tak harus memiliki. Cintai aku dalam hatimu, aku akan mencintaimu dalam hatiku untuk selamanya. Oh.
That's the song entitled Biarkan Aku Mencintaimu, sung by Anov. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SWW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, I would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome to My Indonesia. Pioneer ship merchant expedition from Aceh arrived in Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, India, on Thursday, January 3. Press release of the Indonesian Embassy in India, received in Jakarta on Saturday, January 5, stated that Deputy Chief of Representative of the Indonesian Embassy in New Delhi, Fincher M. Swebu, and representative of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands and the Andaman Chamber of Commerce and Industry welcomed the arrival of the expedition mission at Port Blair Harbor. The expedition team consisted of a captain and 6 crew members who sailed from Aceh using KM Aceh Millennium. The expedition, which was launched from Malahayati Port, Aceh Besar, on December 29, 2018, transported various samples of products from Aceh to be exhibited in Port Blair City, ranging from coffee, vegetables, spices, vegetable oils, furniture, cement and sand. General Manager Pelindo 1 Malhayati Branch, Sam Arifin Wiwi, said, "The expedition is an implementation of cooperation between Indonesia and India through statement on shared vision of India-Indonesia maritime cooperation in the Indo-Pacific. The trade expedition through maritime route is a follow-up of strengthening connectivity between Sumatra and Andaman, as agreed by Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Indian Prime Minister in May 2018. By strengthening connectivity between the two regions, trade, tourism, and people-to-people contact is expected to increase relationship of both parties. The vision emphasizes the importance of improving regional welfare, among others, through the development of economic connectivity based on universal norms, international law, transparency, and mutual respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity." The Pioneer Ship Merchant Expedition was a follow-up of the working visit of the delegation of the Indian Embassy to Malahayati Port in July. The port is supported by qualified facilities for loading and unloading activities. Malahayati Port has a flow depth of 9.5 meters with 384 meters long. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pernahkah kau
Voice of Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Teruskanlah, sung by Agnes Monica. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to know more about Wan Tiro Hill in Bau Bau, Southeast Sulawesi. Blue sky that is decorated by the infrared of the sun slowly going down behind the ocean becomes scenery which hypnotizes anyone who sees it. Wan Tiro Hill in Bau Bau, Southeast Sulawesi Province presents scenery every sundown. To go to Wan Tiro Hill, we can spend 8 minutes by car from the center of Bau Bau city. There is no luxurious restaurant or comfortable resort to welcome you on the hill. Simple place at the edge of the road, which is flocked by vendors, does not decrease the beautiful scenery which can spoil your eyes. Taking picture certainly becomes favorite activity to perpetuate your memories on this hill. Bau Bau was center of Buton Kingdom, which was established at the beginning of the 15th century. Buton is well known in history because it was noted in Nagara Kretagama script, written by Prapancha in 1365 by mentioning Buton or Butoni as the village where priests lived. Bau Bau is a tourism city. There are a lot of tourism objects which can be visited in this region. Tourism object in Bau Bau is divided into two types, namely historical and natural tourism objects. Buton Kingdom's fortress is one of the historical tourism objects. The fortress received award from Indonesian Record Museum and Guinness Book Record, which was issued in September 2006 as the widest fortress in the world. From the top of the fortress, you can enjoy beautiful scenery. For a photography lover, Bau Bau becomes a heaven because every corner of the city presents perfect result. You can end your trip in Bau Bau city by drinking a cup of ginger coffee milk accompanied by fried banana with condiment. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di suatu hari tanpa sengaja kita bertemu, aku yang pernah terluka kembali mengenal cinta. Hati ini kembali temukan senyum yang hilang. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia.
Ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya, untuk dia. Jauh waktu berjalan kita lalui bersama. Betapa di setiap hari ku jatuh cinta padanya. Dicintai oleh dia ku merasa sempurna. Semua itu karena dia. Oh Tuhan, ku cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya, untuk dia. Cinta dia, ku sayang dia, rindu dia, inginkan dia. Utuhkanlah rasa cinta di hatiku hanya padanya, untuk dia. Hanya padanya, untuk dia.
That's the song entitled Dia, sung by Anji. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is perkenalan or introduction. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about perkenalan, or in English, introduction. Tony at the plane cabin. He is sitting close to the window. There is a woman sitting beside him. Tony wants to talk to the woman to smoothen his Indonesian speaking.
Pagi, Mbak.
Pagi.
Kenalkan, saya Tony.
Oh, Sinta.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kenalkan. Saya Tony. In English, hi, I'm Tony. Nama saya Tony. In English, my name is Tony. Saya Sinta. In English, I'm Sinta. Nama saya Sinta. In English, My name is Sinta. When introducing someone, you can say kenalkan first, like Tony said in the conversation. To mention your name, you can say nama saya Tony or my name is Tony. Nama saya Sinta or my name is Sinta. Or saya Tony. In English, I'm Tony. Saya Sinta. Or I'm Sinta. Sometimes people say in responding someone introduction by saying senang berkenalan dengan Anda. In English, nice to see you. However, the expression is rarely used. Usually after the introduction, the conversation then continue by asking for condition and etc. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Pagi, Mbak.
Pagi.
Kenalkan, saya Tony.
Oh, Sinta.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Segala cara telah kita coba demi keutuhan cinta yang sejak semula kita percaya. Bulan di langit pun mengerti saat bicara tak lagi jadi cara yang bisa hentikan pertikaian hingga akhirnya rasa hilang dan terbuka.
That's the song entitled Jangan Salahkan Cinta, sung by Arkarna and Andini. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will introduce you a group band, Leto. Leto is a music group from Yogyakarta that was established in 2004. Before establishing, Leto knew as vocalist, Patup as guitarist, Aryan as bassist, and Dedot as drummer have kept long friendship. In spite of releasing several albums and always receive positive response from musical lovers, Leto has almost dimmed during 2011. However, actually, Leto is still active and performs at national and foreign stages. Now I will present a song by Leto entitled Sebelum Cahaya. The song is included in an album Don't Make Me Sad, which was released in 2007. With poetic lyrics of Leto's characteristic, the song Sebelum Cahaya at Glance narrates about romanticism of a couple lover who are mutually strengthening their love. However, a humanist, M.H. Ainun Najib Nuh's father, said that the song Sebelum Cahaya actually has its own religious values. Well, listeners, here is the song entitled Sebelum Cahaya by Leto. Have a nice listening.
Sebelum cahaya, ingatkan kau kepada angin yang berhembus mesra yang kan membelaimu cinta. Kekuatan hati yang berpegang janji, genggamlah tanganku cinta. Tak akan pergi meninggalkanmu sendiri, temani hatimu cinta. Kau tentu sendiri kuat.
dapatkanlah hati cinta.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
yakinkah ku berdiri di empat tanpa tepi? Bolehkah aku mendengarmu? Terkubur dalam emosi, tak bisa bersembunyi. Aku dan nafasku merindukanmu.
For today's edition, we will present traditional music entitled Jika Kau Percaya, sung by Ahmad Bersaudara.